Elise, you're working on a new way to image breast cancer. First of all, perhaps you could tell me what's wrong with the current way that we're doing mammograms.
Well, first of all, I should make it clear that I am an electrical engineer and not a medical doctor. So certainly there is a great deal of interest in developing new technologies for breast imaging. So it seems that when we look at breast imaging, there are a number of different options available. X-ray mammography that you mentioned, ultrasound, magnetic resonance imaging. However, there's still, I think, a need to provide more information on the breast for monitoring breast health and possibly also for monitoring different treatments. So what we're aiming to do is to develop a new technology that will provide different information than would be provided with a mammogram, ultrasound, or magnetic resonance imaging.
You're in electrical engineering. What is the new technology that you're working on, that you're developing?
Well, the technology that we're working on is something that we call Tissue Sensing Adaptive Radar, or TSAR. And essentially what we are developing is an imaging technique that uses microwaves. So it's similar to radar. The microwaves that we're using are extremely low power, so we're using less power than a typical cell phone would. So there's no risk of heating the tissue with the microwaves. And with microwaves, we're looking at a different property of the tissue, typically a property that tracks with water content. So we're imaging something that we call permittivity and conductivity, and typically these two parameters change with the water in the tissue. So for example, fatty tissue would have very different properties than glandular tissue, and we also suspect that cancers have a different property than fat and a slightly different property than glandular tissue.
So it makes it easier for you to see them, the tumors?
I wouldn't necessarily say easier for us to see them than in other technologies. I think that, again, we're imaging a different property. So it certainly is a challenging imaging problem as we've come to appreciate through our different studies. So essentially we're providing another piece of the puzzle to assist in diagnosis. That's our eventual aim.
Now, you mentioned that you're looking at the use of microwaves. How would you actually conduct the test in order to get the image? With mammograms, the woman's breast is squished. What's different about how you would conduct the test?
Well, we actually have two different systems that we've developed in my lab. And one of the systems, we're interested in measuring microwave signals transmitted through the tissue. So this system looks a little bit like a traditional mammography system. There are two plates that have sensors connected to them, our microwave sensors, and then the breast is placed between these two plates. So we don't use intense compression when we're collecting our images. It's basically just contact that we're after. So that's one of the systems that we use. We're trying to get some insight with this system into the composition of the breast tissue. So we're interested in sorting out whether we're imaging a breast that is primarily fatty tissue or a breast that's primarily glandular tissue. The second system that we are developing is an imaging system that uses reflections from the breast. So with this system, we're trying to detect different reflections from the tissue. So if we have glandular tissue present, we'll get a reflection from that. If there are any lesions in the breast, we'll get reflections from those lesions as well. So with this system, it's essentially a table that our patients lie on. There's a hole in the top of the table, and one breast extends through this hole into a tank that we have under the table. And the tank has our sensors, so we have sensors for the microwaves. We have a laser, we have a camera, so we can make sure that the sensors are in the right locations. And essentially, the sensors are scanned around the breast, collecting all of those reflections that I mentioned earlier. And we do that for both breasts. We do the left breast and the right breast in turn.
Now, I understand that with that, you also use canola oil.
We do.
Why canola oil and how?
The tank that I mentioned is actually filled with canola oil. If you've ever had an ultrasound scan, typically a gel is used between the ultrasound probe and the skin. And the oil is actually for a similar reason. So with ultrasound, The gel is used so that you can better get the signals into the tissue, and that's one of the reasons that we use canola oil as well. So microwaves tend to reflect from skin, and with canola oil we can reduce that reflection a little bit and transmit a bit more energy into the tissue. The canola oil also lets us reduce the size of our sensors a little bit. So those are the two reasons why we use canola oil.
What made you even think of all this? Are you spending too much time in the kitchen in front of the microwave?
That's a good question. Well, it's actually a field that has quite a long history. People have been interested in using microwaves to image the body for decades, actually. There's some early work that goes back to the 70s, in fact. However, it was always challenging because often we need fairly intense computations to take the signals and form images. So now we have the computer power to do that. Measuring the signals can also be challenging because the signals we're trying to detect are quite small. So we've also had advances in the measurement equipment that allow us to detect these small signals. So the combination of the computational power and advances in measurement equipment now make this idea of microwave imaging feasible. We're interested in imaging the breast because it is quite accessible for imaging. So if you think about trying to image an internal organ, we have to get the microwave signals into that organ, and that can be a bit of a challenge because the signals reflect and get absorbed by the tissue. But the breast is fairly accessible for our imaging. So microwave breast imaging is really one of the applications of microwave imaging that's gaining the most attention these days.
And how is this going to help the doctors who are, you know, trying to detect the cancer?
Well, at this point, we're still actually trying to answer that question. So we currently have a study funded by Alberta Innovates Health Solutions that is allowing us to explore this question. What we're doing in this study is imaging patients who volunteer for the study to get a sense of what we can image and detect with this technology. Longer term, we're looking at other potential applications clinically. For example, we might use this kind of technology to monitor progress of treatment. So if a patient is undergoing chemotherapy, can we track the changes in the tissue? In other words, can we see whether or not the tumor is shrinking over time?
What stage are you at in your research?
Well, we've completed a couple of patient studies to date. Our first patient study involves scanning 10 patients. We also collected MR scans, magnetic resonance scans of the breast, so that we had a basis to interpret our images from. And we found that with that first study, we learned a lot about scanning patients, and we also found that we could detect certain lesions that we knew were present in the breast. This motivated us to keep improving our technology. And one of the pieces that we decided to add in is measurement of the signals transmitted through the breast. So again, we can come up with an idea of the composition of the tissue. So we completed another pilot study with a system that did those kinds of measurements. Again, we looked at 10 volunteers. And we kind of put the results of those two studies together and came up with improved systems. So when we did our two studies, we noticed areas where we could improve the way that we collected data or the way that we process data. So again, we're aiming to come up with more effective images. So we made improvements to both of our different scanners, and now we're testing those improved scanners in a group of 23 volunteers.
Who is supporting your research?
Well, we're very lucky to have funding for this patient study and also for improved imaging from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. I also have support from Alberta Innovates Tech Futures. I have an ICOR strategic chair in multimodality imaging and sensing. We've also had tremendous support from NSERC, University Technologies Incorporated, and the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, as well as the Yates Family Endowment from the Faculty of Medicine.
It all sounds so wonderfully encouraging. When might we actually see this in use or on the market?
Well, that's a good question. We're really excited to be in the midst of this patient study because we're hoping that it will help us answer some questions about the capabilities of this technology in a clinical sense. So I'm hoping optimistically in another, say, 5 years, we might have something that you would find in the clinic.
Thank you very much, Elise.
You're welcome. It's been wonderful to talk with you.